So my name is Dawn Dolak. I'm from Providence, born and raised. I have 4 kids, 3 boys, 1 girl. I have raised my oldest grandson, and I am raising my youngest grandson. I'm a teacher assistant in the Providence School Department with an ECS class, children in wheelchairs, severely profound, things like that. As a TA, we don't work during the summer. Our job is 10 months, so we cannot collect unemployment during the summer. So you either get another job. I worked at the recreation center, or I don't know what you do. But the good thing is we are able to collect food stamps. So during the summer, at least we can collect food stamps. When we go back, we have to report our income and stuff like that. And usually what happens is they say we make too much. So then we're cut off from food stamps as well. Prior to this year, just about every single year, my utilities would get cut. Summers are definitely hard. August, September. September's a really, really difficult. When they reached out and they said that I was approved, I was very happy, very relieved. You're guaranteed something. It almost saves you. I know there's a lot more people like me. I work with them. Single moms worrying about the summer and how they're going to make ends meet. A lot of moms, like myself, struggle. We provide for not only our kids, but sometimes our grandchildren, sometimes other relatives. It's tough right now. It's really, really tough right now. Getting paid from the school department, it's nice. You know, they have great benefits, but you really look at your paycheck and everything that they take out of your pay, where they just take your federal, your state, your retirement, maybe some TDI, accidental insurance. They take out union dues. So when you get your check and then you look at it and you're like, maybe I should go somewhere else and work 40 plus hours because I just might be a little better off. But when you have little ones, it's very convenient, your job. You know, you have the same hours as them. You have the same vacations as them. When I first moved in here, my rent was, I want to say $725. It's over $1,000 now in 1 year. It's gone up twice. Think about it. My rent is over $1,000 now. That's $500 every 2 weeks. I think I come home with $7 every 2 weeks. That's being in work every single day. That's like $700 and change every 2 weeks that I take home. So that leaves me with $400 a month to pay all the bills, get necessities, and put food. So when I say that extra $500 a month is a blessing, it's almost a lifesaver. It's a big, big help. It's like a small weight is lifted off your shoulders because you know, okay, I'm going to get that on the 15th. Let me just make it to the 15th so I can pay this or I can buy that. When the utilities get cut off, as a mother, you almost feel like you've failed. So that takes a huge toll on your mental health. You know, you got all these people, you know, relying on you and depending on you, and you're trying the best you can when we don't have electricity, or we don't have gas, or we don't have food, or we don't have necessities, or we don't have certain things. It puts a toll on them too. We'd usually get a cooler, you fill it with ice, and you keep the bare minimum, like milk. We had a very hot summer. They're all asthmatic, so the heat was like a scorcher for them. Thankfully, we had the utilities on to have the ACs in, to have the house cool. So therefore, we weren't having asthma attacks. We weren't in the hospital. We weren't having medical issues and things like that. Taking a warm shower and taking a cold shower are two different things. You take a cold shower because you want to take a cold shower, not because you have to take a cold shower. Can't sit in there and like just sit there and wash away the day under a cold shower. You can't do that. So having hot water is very nice. Very nice. If you're somebody that's struggling and you can't help, it's definitely godsend. It helps. It relieves a lot. It definitely relieves a lot. But I'm thankful. I really am. I'm eternally thankful.